Greetings in Jesus' name on this 23rd day of October, the year of our Lord 2020. It's currently in the upper 40s outside. It's kind of a cool, foggy morning. It's going to be partly cloudy today. And we're just rejoicing in that this is a fabulous Friday. And we have made our way all the way through this week and been able to minister the Word of God to so many people, preach in different places, love on the saints of God, challenge the students of God, and it's just been a fabulous week. Today I'm preparing, even now, in my office at 6:52 a.m., and I'm believing God for a life-changing chapel at the 8 o'clock hour at the Sanford Christian Academy, where our school is faithfully going 5 days a week, and we're grateful to God for His care and His protection, even during this great day of a pandemic. We're not concerned because we're trusting the Lord. He is able to take care of us. And my dear friend, be not afraid. Trust in the one who created it all and who can take care of anything. That's our great God. And we are encouraged today with all that He is continuing to do to help us and to lead us and guide us and direct us. Be praying that God would give us wisdom in regards to what we're to do with our vehicle. It died, and we're going to have to get another vehicle. And also be praying in regards to where we are going to start another church. Ask God to guide us and direct us as we endeavor to continue to start churches around this great region. Speaking of that, I was in one of our church plants that we started years ago yesterday, and my, what a chapel we had, and how encouraging it was to be at the Gospelite Baptist Church of New Vineyard, Maine, and to see all that God is doing there. If you have a copy of the scriptures today, I would ask you to turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 1 and verse number 5, where the Bible says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet among the nations." I'm reading through Jeremiah now in my daily readings, and I was just overwhelmed with this great truth that my God has a plan. Isn't it thrilling to know that our God has a plan? Isn't it thrilling to know that even as the Bible says here, God said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." Before our parents ever came together, our God knew. He knew what was going on. He understood what was going on. He realized that there was going to be a young man by the name of Jeremiah. And he said, "And before you even came forth out of the womb, I set you apart. I sanctified you." God has a plan. He knew Jeremiah before he was formed. And further, He sanctified him. And then even a little step further, He ordained him a prophet among the nations. We all today ought to rest in the great Bible truth that our God has a plan. We should be comforted by that. We should be encouraged by that. We should be uplifted by the great truth that God is working His plan. He is using us. He has set us aside for His glory and His honor. He has separated us. He has ordained us. He did that for Jeremiah. And don't you think for a moment that He's not doing that for us. He cares deeply about every single one of us. And He is working His plan in our life. I want you to be uplifted today and be encouraged that our God has a plan for each of us. And let's be careful to fulfill that in the day and age in which we live. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a fabulous, frenzious Friday, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.